Hey there, welcome aboard to another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett. Let's go ahead and get things started. As you know, here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about music, we talk about sports, and we talk about life. It is a sunny Saturday here in the DMV. Cold as hell, but, you know, that's November. And it's late November, and it's going into a holiday week. So it's about right that we get hit with this cold weather. Normally, we don't get it as severe as we've gotten it over the past couple nights. But, you know, that's Mother Nature for you and probably global warming. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started here on the podcast. And first, I want to jump into the sports aspect of things. You know, I got to talk about my mighty Miami Dolphins. They've been on a roll lately. Ever since Tua Tagovailoa came back, we're crushing them. Last week we beat the Cleveland Browns pretty handily, although things started off a little bit slowly. This Sunday, get a little bit of rest because the Dolphins are on a bye week, and then they play again the following Sunday, the 27th. They'll be playing against the Houston Texans, so that should be another W. After that, the road gets a little rough because we got San Francisco, we got the LA Chargers, Bills, Jets, Patriots. Yeah, the road is not going to end, the Packers, I believe. So it's not going to get any easier to finish out the season. But we're on a roll so far. We'll be in the wild card for sure, if not, you know, in the actual playoffs with the number one seed by my prediction. But, you know, any given Sunday. So shout out to my Dolphins. They're making me proud. Unfortunately, my other two sports teams, next one up being my South Carolina Gamecocks. Yeah. At the beginning of the season, I said we would go 9-3. That was very, very optimistic. However, we're now 6-4. Our two remaining games are against Tennessee and Clemson. Yeah, we're playing Tennessee tonight at 7:30, I believe. I'm not going to take any sort of approach. I'm just going to sit back and watch as best I can. Last week, we dropped the ball big time against Florida, and that was a winnable game. We showed promise against Vanderbilt, but I don't know what the hell is going on with them. Well, I know part of the problem. Part of the problem is our offensive coordinator. He got to go. Now, they're not going to fire him because his contract is supposed to be up at the end of the season. So hopefully he will get the message and just go away quietly. Or, you know, Coach Beamer needs to encourage him to say, hey, you know, it's not looking too good as far as your contract being renewed. So you might want to take a look at some other options that are out there for you. Because the type of offense that he's trying to run, I think he thinks he's running an NFL-style offense, but no, I don't even know if NFL-style offenses are that complicated. Also, people are saying that, you know, Rattler is not the one, but I'm like, yes, he is. He just needs a chance. If Beamer gets the right offensive coordinator and one that will work with him to not hold the ball for so long, then Rattler's going to show a few people, you know, going to show the doubters, right? But his biggest problem is that he holds onto the ball too long. Part of me thinks because he thinks he's still in the Big 12 or that he is trying to play a pro-style quarterback-type offense, but it's like, no, you're in the SEC. You hold that ball too long, you're going to get your ass smacked. Pause. Big time pause. You hold the ball too long, you're going to get ran over. You're going to get trucked, right? So, Rattler, you need to let go of the ball a little bit more quickly. Hit your receivers. Give it to the running back. Let them do what they do. But you standing there like a statue is going to get you hurt. So tighten up. Tonight, like I said, we're playing Tennessee. I don't know how this is going to go. If I was still being optimistic about the team, I would say we will squeak out a win by a field goal. But knowing that we have our situations on offense and the way Tennessee's been playing, it ain't looking too swift, but you know, I'm still going to root for them anyway. Go Gamecocks. GCGC. Gamecock. Game motherfucking cock. And again, for those of you who are doubting or wondering, yes, I am a USC alumni. That's why I root for them. Win, lose, draw, ass kickings. Yes, I'm still going to be a Gamecock. And finally, I have to talk about my Los Angeles Lakers. Deep sigh. They're showing promise now that Anthony Davis is actually playing the way the hell he's supposed to. But he needs a backup. He needs another center there to complement him. Like the year that we played in the championship, which was 2020, by the way, and not an asterisk season either for you haters. The way he was playing, we had JaVale McGee as his backup. And sometimes they would even have JaVale and Anthony Davis on the court along with LeBron. That's how we won. So we need to get back to that. We need to find somebody that can complement him. And we also need to play defense. Last night's game, they beat the Detroit Pistons. I think it was like 128-121. But to me, that shows what no defense being played. So is it a matter of we need to play defense? Is it a matter of, you know, making adjustments? It is a matter of us making adjustments. If we're playing a team that we know is going to be defensive heavy, we need to match that energy and or exceed it. If we know it's going to be running gun, run with them and make sure you're hitting the shots. So hopefully this little mini winning streak that we're on continues and we get back to our winning ways. Because I do not want to be in the damn NBA draft lottery doing that ping pong thing, because we don't do that. That's not what the Lake Show does. We get banners. We get championships. Despite what you haters say, we got 17 of those. So unless your team has anything above one, we ain't trying to hear it. So hate on, but we will get back to our winning ways. Next up, you know, I got to talk about music, because music is life as far as I'm concerned. Music is my thing. Music is what I relax to, what I cool out to. Music is me, right? So I was recently listening to Nas's newest offering, which is King's Disease 3. And for those of you who don't know, King's Disease 2 was like the reincarnation of Illmatic, in my opinion. But King's Disease 3 is probably as good as it's written. His second offering. Or it was written, I should say. This album is fire. It's what you want. And it's what I call grown-ass man rap. You know, none of this teeny bop shit. No shade to my ace, because that's his nickname. But none of this bubblegum rap, right? This is grown-ass man rap, because it relates to grown-ass men. Especially if you're over 40, there's some tracks on there, yes, it's gonna get you thinking, right? Like, there's one track that stands out the most, and me and my boys, we were talking about it a couple days ago. It's called Once a Man, Twice a Child. And if you listen to the message of that song, I mean, it's true. You start out as a child, grow into a man, and then as you get ready to, you know, meet the ancestors at some point, hopefully not sooner rather than later, you start to become more childlike. So once a man, twice a child. I mean, Nas basically hit on points that are so true. And like I said, if you over 40, yeah, you gonna relate. Hell, you could even relate to it maybe if you're over 35. But for sure, if you're over 40, if you're 40 and over, then yeah, that song is gonna speak to you a lot. There's another song on there. It was called WTF SMH. That one stood out too, because again, a lot of times you're being like, what the fuck? Shake my head. Or sometimes I say shake my damn head. It just, you know, whatever comes to mind. There was another track on there titled Beef. And there was another track that stood out to me, and I can't think of it right offhand. But let's just say that there was a lot of standout tracks that should not be overlooked. So overall, you know, the album is solid from top to bottom. I think there was one song I didn't too much care for, only because he tried to use a drill beat, right? There's this new genre. Well, I shouldn't say genre. There's a new format in rap now. It's drill music. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but I think he tried to do a track in that style. And to me, it doesn't really fit his cadence, because his cadence basically, you know, is a little bit more, is different. So he was keeping up with the beat, but it just didn't sound like vintage Nas. It didn't sound like him. So because of that, I have to give it, instead of giving it 5 mics as a classic, I have to drop it down to 4.5 mics, which is still a good status and still worthy of being the whole album being listened to multiple times. But because that one track, I had, you know, I got to deduct points. But it is a solid album overall. And like I said, it is grown ass man rap. So if you're not ready for grown ass man rap, then it's not going to be for you. You know, if you can't handle, if you don't, if you've never listened to Nas before, and I'm talking like back in the day, Nas up till now, you're not going to get it. You probably won't like it. But for those of us who have been listening to Nas since Illmatic, right? Yes, this is a solid solid joint that you need to definitely keep in heavy rotation. And there was another thing, I think it was 21 Savage came out and said, you know, that Nas wasn't relevant, he's only relevant to his audience. Well, I mean, Nas is relevant. Nas is rap, Nas is hip hop. You know, wasn't for Nas, you wouldn't be there. That's just my opinion. Nas will basically bury, embody you, Drake, anybody else. You know, there's only a few people that can hang with him. But you ain't it. So you probably need to sit this one out. not to say that 21 Savage makes bad music. I mean, I don't particularly listen to it a lot because it's just not me, right? It's not my, you know, it's not within my sphere. Like, I feel like now I'm aging out of rap. But the rap that I do listen to, you know, is people that I know. But he probably needed to sit this one out because it's not for him. And it wasn't his place to say, in my opinion, that Nas is not relevant. Nas will always be relevant. So, but enough about that. And also, still on the music front, so a couple days ago, I was listening to Curtis Mayfield, and a lot of people may not know, but you know, Curtis Mayfield came out with an album back in right at 1980, as a matter of fact, and it was his last album on his label, Curtum Records. Before he closed it, and the album was called, I believe the album was called Here Comes and Welcome Curtis Mayfield. I need to look this up. Yeah, but anyway, I was listening to it, and there's a track on there that says, that's called People Never Give Up. And I was listening to it, and for the first time, I actually listened to it. Like, you know how you're listening to a song and you just kind of, you know, it's in the background and you're doing something else and you're not really paying attention to the lyrics. Well, for so long, I mean, that was me. I was listening to the album and, you know, I was just listening to it. But I actually sat down on this particular day and I listened to the lyrics. And he basically was saying, you know, people never give up. And he just kept saying it over and over again, people never give up, people never give up. And I got to thinking about it, and you know what? It's true. You know, you should never be too quick to give up on something. Especially if it's something that you're pursuing that's gonna better you and better your life. I think back to a situation when I was in college, when I first got to college, as a matter of fact. I had this big idea that I was going to be a business major. You know, I had declared my major at that point as business administration. And I had this big idea, oh, I'm going to be a big time businessman. I'm going to make all this money. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And so I was like, well, let me get my bachelor's in business administration. Had no idea what the hell I was actually going to apply it to. Had no idea or didn't bother to see that, okay, you get a bachelor's in business administration, but there's so many different aspects to business. Like, are you going to do accounting and finance? Are you going to do economics? Are you going to do human resources? Are you going to do, I think it was like management and information systems, which I believe was a business degree, but, you know, engineers don't come from me. There was a lot of different aspects to it, but I had no idea. I just was like, oh, I'm going to get a bachelor's degree in business. Well, when I got to campus, they always give you, you know, it's not so much a syllabus, but they give you an outline of what courses you need to take in order to get the degree. And they break it down by, you know, your main courses, your major courses, I should say, your electives, and then other courses that you have to take as freshmen before you get into your major classes. So as I was taking a look at it, I said, oh, damn, you know, I have to take lots of calculus. I have to take accounting courses. And I immediately said, no, I can't do this. And I guess you could say I kind of gave up on that rather quickly. And I was like, well, what can I do? And it was funny because I was talking with my roommate at the time, and he said, man, we got to do criminal justice because, you know, criminal justice, you know, is easy. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do criminal justice. And so I switched my major the next semester, second semester of my freshman year. Now, I don't have any regrets nowadays for getting that criminal justice degree because it got me my degree. But I always wonder what would have happened had I not given up, had I said, you know what, let me just pursue this and see what happens, right? But being scared and not, and in my case, not really being, how can I put this? Me and math didn't really get along, right? Because of doing all that, I was so quick to say, you know what, no, I'm not doing this, I'm going to do that. Well, again, I was too quick in my mind, thinking back, maybe I gave up too soon. I say all that to say, don't give up, right? If there's something that you're trying to accomplish, if there's something that you're pursuing, the road may be rough, right? The road is going to be tough, especially if it's something that you really, truly want. The road is not going to be easy. And if it is easy, then something's wrong. But don't be too quick to throw in the towel and give up, because then you might be stopping your growth. You might stop your progression. You might be stunning, you know, your ability to make big things happen. So no matter what you're trying to do, you know, whether it's you're pursuing a degree, whether it's you're pursuing a job promotion, it could come down to you're trying to get healthier. You're trying to pursue a goal of getting a new house, new car, you know, trying to get with somebody. And let me caveat this now. Let me caveat that last point as far as trying to get with somebody. Because if you're pursuing someone and, you know, you don't want to give up, but they're telling you, nah, just go ahead and, you know, if they say, nah, just go ahead and keep it moving and don't pursue them anymore. Because you don't want to get yourself in trouble because you don't want to give up getting with them. So, enough about that. But the bottom line is, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, listening to this song and thinking back, it just keeps telling me, don't give up. So people, never give up. Never give up. That is my message to everyone listening today. If you like what you hear, please like the podcast, share the podcast on whatever medium you are listening to it on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, whether it be Spotify Podcasts, you know, the Anchor app itself. If you're listening, you like it, share it. And leave a comment, you know, let me know what I need to work on. Give me some show topics. Let me know if there's something you want me to discuss. Hell, let me know, you know, if you have something interesting that you want the world to know, I'll even put you on, because that's going to be the next phase I'm going to move into, is trying to get, you know, a dialogue going with people. But the bottom line is, I want everybody to know this podcast is here. This podcast is here for you. We want the world to know, listen, tune in. That's why I'm here. So, once again, I am Mr. Garrett, and on the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast, and I'm going to leave you, as I always leave you at the end of the show. I wish you nothing but peace and one love.